Thank you for a visitation, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hear a sound. Yes, that's the title of my message as well. While I give honor to our Savior and Creator, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, I also honor this house. I honor our lead pastors and the apostles of this house, Pastor Andre and Jenny. But I hear a sound. It's been coming for a while. You may take your seats if you want to. If not, just stay where you are. For some weeks now, if you have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, you heard that there is a sound picking up. The very first time I heard this strange noise was in 1980, before many of the young generation was even born. It was the very first conference I attended as a newly born Christian in Milner Park, Joburg. Greetings to all that are watching by TV. But the theme of that conference was, I hear a sound coming from the mountain, and I hear it clearer each day. I've been longing, I don't know about you, I've been longing for that sound. I've been longing for more than we've had in the years as Christians sitting in churches. I've had more than enough, my fair share and maybe your share, fair share of sitting and waiting. One amen in the house. But that sound came about 13 years after we came to South Africa. We came because we thought we needed sunshine and fortune and a future. But Jesus had a sound. Our ears were just too deaf for the first 13 years to pick it up. But ever since that day, I've been longing for more of that sound. How about you? Apostle Maldonado heard that sound. Came some years ago and came back recently, as he said, to take the lid off. Maybe some of you watch these programs. A pot or a cooking utensil with a lid can have a noise inside. And maybe the pot moves a bit, like some staunch and stiff Christians, they move a little bit. In fact, in Holland, next week Sunday, where I will be preaching, it is a church where the pastor actually says, when my church people get excited, look at my foot, they do this. I think there is more than that in this house, because we are hearing a sound. The lid has been taken off. For weeks now, there's a difference in the atmosphere. Pastor Kevin has been talking about and preaching about a shift. The sound decibels are different than what they used to be. I don't know about the sound booth, whether they can keep up when God opens the next little bit of water coming out of the dam of heaven. I don't know if the frequency of heaven will be able to be contained by natural circumstances, but I hear a sound. Uncle Angus heard a sound, and he is calling about 1 million Christians to make a difference in this nation. Only 1% of the total population. He heard a sound from heaven. Don't know whether we'll be able to be there, but Certainly we can hear that sound and identify and unify with what God is doing in this land. If we're not hearing it, and we're not adhering to what heaven's frequency is opening up, we are going to miss what God is wanting to do in this beloved South Africa. On the 18th, this month, barely 2 weeks from now, we have the privilege in the Lord to celebrate 50 years of marriage. And we give Him glory for that. 50 is not just a golden jubilee of a marriage. It is the number of Pentecost, the number of the anointing being poured out in the time of Acts. I've got that in front of me in your Bible if you want to go with me there at Acts 2 verse 2. Starts in 1 saying, when they were all together in one accord. Look at someone next to you, give them a slight loving bump and says, we are together in one accord. But verse 2 says, suddenly, unannounced yet expected, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. That sound, that word sound, we look at the Greek translations of some other clever people saying, it is of uncertain affinity, a loud or confused noise that is a roar, a rumor, fame and sound. God is not confused. The sound from heaven cannot be explained by earthly intellect. But the sound came like it is still hanging like a cloud all over us here today. They were all filled where they were. But we sort of wait and we sort of glance over some scriptures. It says fire came like tongues, cloven tongues upon them, set on each. I am waiting for the day from one of us standing here on the stage and seeing that fire on your heads. I'm waiting for that day. I don't know. Lord, if it is me, praise God. If it is not, someone will notice the fire on people's heads. But it says all of them in verse 4 were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Unbuckle your seatbelt. Don't tie it up because we've been sitting down too long. It's an aeroplane where you land, and when there is turbulent situations and when you take off, you are required to put a seatbelt on. I'm urging you in this hour, in 2017, on the 5th of March, take off your seatbelt. Take off your restraint. Take off things that hold you back, because the sound is going to get louder and deeper and wider. That being filled with the Holy Spirit. I don't have a scripture of it as I'm about to say this. It is only 10% of God's outpouring. He's only given us a glimpse, and by that we are able to pray in the Holy Ghost. It's not the Alpha and the Omega. It is just the beginning. God has got so much more that when we hear that sound, I don't even have to announce and say, please do some running. You will be inside of you boiling if you do not move. I hear a sound. Nikki van der Westhuizen hears a sound. Uncle Angus is saying that sound cannot be ignored any longer. Pastor Maldonado is saying the lid has got to come off. What we had praying in the Spirit is wonderful, but the next phase is the other 90% of the outpouring that still needs to come. We look at the heavens and we say, fabulous outpourings from heaven. This morning, very early, I stood in front of the window praying and even preparing some more for this morning. And two little bushbuck, little duikertjies, came and stood in the grass underneath. And when I opened the window slightly, the two of them looked up at me. You know what they were saying? Where's my bread? So I got two slices, one piece after the other piece. If they could have caught it in the air, they would have. So they ate their bread. Wonderful to live in a place where Jesus lives, okay? After the two slices were finished, they looked, there was no more. They went and did their own business, nibbling wherever they go. And it reminded me of Christians. We look up to heaven. Father, I need some bread. God in His grace and in His love gives us what we need. Then seemingly when the slice of bread is finished, we just go about our own business, nibbling wherever we can. But I hear a sound. Don't know about you, I hear a sound. If you're quiet, I'm going to ask the band to come now and we'll do it again. I hear a sound. That 50 years of wedding anniversary, and praise God, it was for His doing and my wife's patience. And I'm still learning. Yes, dear. Sometimes she needs to explain what she actually is thinking about two steps ahead, like with chess. But eventually, we men, we catch on. Talia is saying yes. Maybe some of you have the experiences in that. 50 is not just a number. The Ark of Noah, dimensions of it were 300 by 50 by 30. 300 is not just a number. Gideon's 300 brought deliverance for a nation. The number 300 means complete deliverance. The number 50 is the number of Pentecost to unto maturity. Only the Holy Spirit will make us mature that we will stand up the 30 high. John on the Isle of Patmos heard a sound. There was a sound behind him like that of mighty rushing fire and storms and like a rainstorm, something that I cannot even describe. He heard a noise, and when he looked, the Son of God, and he explains what he looked like, brought him to that point. But it says, when I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. People hear that sound, but they're not in the Spirit. We're looking up for some bread, some handouts from heaven. And we think this is Pentecost. Look at someone, say, this is only the beginning. Gideon had to pray. He heard the sound and he obeyed and went what God was telling him to do. But I see in the book of Acts, in chapter 4 and verse 31, something that came up after they were filled with the Holy Spirit the first time. What happened? In verse 31 of Acts 4, it came after some tribulations, some challenges of the then leadership of the church of the day, the religious leaders of the Jewish nation, that had threatened them not to speak in this name any longer. So when they start going to God with what was told them in unknown certain terms to do or not to do, they went to God. When in verse 31 they prayed, did you hear that word? Prayed. The place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. The first time that sound came and that filled them so that they can speak and connect with the heavenly frequency. The second time was not to give them tongues. They already had received it. But they needed boldness. There's a shift. The lid is off. The pot on the stove has served its purpose. Say amen. We're in a pot here. But that only has prepared us for what needs to come. What needed to come? Well, in the days of Acts, they went after that from house to house, fellowshipping, making sure they talked to God and talked to one another, and no one had any need. God undertook from house to house, from place to place. What is the pastor saying? I'm talking. We're sitting in a pot, and unless we do what God says, we're moving, not with Him, but waiting for Him to do something else. Our calling is not to sit. In Ezekiel 22 and verse 30, maybe not on the notes, but I feel to put it in. God is saying, I looked for a man and I found none. Where were they? They were in the pot, having fellowship, lots of fellows in one ship. God is wanting, with our and your permission in your life, to take you out of the pot or to overturn the pot, so that this place on Sunday would just be a result of what we do during the week. Talk to me, church, please. Don't be so quiet now. Sharon and the band are coming back just now. Elijah heard a sound. After he had dealt with the Baal priest and a victory was given them, because he restored the altar unto God. Everyone in the tribes were there. They dealt with the enemy like we do it so many times. But something more was needed. God wanted to open the floodgates. But it depended on one man bending his head between his knees and starting to pray. There was no rain, there was no clouds, but he prayed. One time, no result. Second time, no result. Third time, no result. But on the seventh time, there was a glimpse of something to happen. 10% of you and I praying in the Holy Spirit is a glimpse of something to happen. But when the seventh time was done, in an instant, the clouds were filled, the skies were filled with black clouds, and the rain came. Come, band. Rain restored because a man had heard the sound from heaven. On your word, bring rain back to the land that has been dying and suffering drought. In Malachi 3, I think it's the last scripture I use, Malachi 3 and verse 16. No, it's not about offering and tithes. There is a book that Malachi 3 talks about. It is not the book of Lamb's Book of Life. That is there too. Is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? Can I see a hand of those that are whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Are you sure? You're not so sure. The hands are very, very scarce. But there is another book, and it comes with a sound. That book is written about those that often spoke with one another and to God. It's talking about prayer. People were connected with what God was doing. Are you connected? Because there is a sound coming from heaven. Where do you hear that sound? The song says, on your knees. As we are about to end, Sharon and the band are going to sing with us that song. I would want to invite you to go on your knees, if you can. There where you are, you don't have to come forward for it. This is not an altar call yet. If you can, go on your knees as a sign of saying, Lord, I am getting acquainted with that sound from heaven. Getting acquainted with the cooking pot whose lid has been taken off. Will you kneel if you can and worship this song with us? I'm bowing down a bit slow because I did a lot of plumbing and bending yesterday, so my back is aching. But the desire of my heart, and I pray it is yours, as a commitment to God, that you desire to hear clearly, that you desire to come out from where we are, so that in God we can move with what He wants to move. This church can never stay the same after God has taken the lid off. If you believe that, say amen. Can you kneel down if you can, just where you are? Many are already doing that. If you can't, it's fine. God understands. Father, see the commitment of this house to come to a place, Lord, where you will change the demographics and the spiritual atmosphere in our hearts, in this house, into this town, so that, Lord, not only a million people with Uncle Angus, this Your River Church in East London, even those that are watching by TV, will speak forth and declare